Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Well, hello there. This is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, and we're coming to you live right here. WVETOnlineRadio.com. And we're talking about Voice for Veterans. Today's show shows you all the different places and things that you can do as a veteran, veteran family, or a friend of a veteran. And just to have a little conversation, some entertainment. Here we go. We made a decision to figure out some of the things that you could do this summer. And right now, I know that on Memorial Day, there's so much to do. We want the veterans to know they can do it too. Daytona Beach, Toby Keith, live. Major Heroes concert. Look it up, find out what you're going to do, and enjoy yourself. If you happen to be in South Beach, everything is going on. If you happen to be anywhere else, then you're not on the best part of paradise. This is Sunshine Radio 96.7, and we're right here in St. Petersburg, and we take care of the west coast of paradise. We're glad to have all of our veterans who live over here. You know, this is the home across the bridge, Tampa, and this is the home of MacDill Air Force Base. We have a lot of veterans in this market. We want to tell them thank you for staying here. We want to make sure you know that there are plenty of services that you can get and things that you can do to make it easier for any kind of transition that you're being made from coming out of the military. We want you to know that if you're looking for anything to find, you can always get it right here. And of course, that's WVETOnlineRadio.com. And of course, we now have a link on the air today.com and their network that provides us a little bit more coverage when it comes to veteranization. We want you to know that we're happy to have you listening. We're happy if you do yourself a favor and us a favor and call a friend. Tell them to tune in. Tell them you got some stuff that you want to talk about. And we do the best in music. We do try to do the new artist. Sometimes in the music industry, they have what they call a resurgence. And right now, they're looking for one. And we believe it's coming out of all the little places, like the Tampa Bay. A lot of musicians around here have been playing music for a while, and we're going to give them some coverage, along with all the big boys. There are upcoming fairs, places where you can go and look for a job. And there's a checklist that I'm going to be talking about today to let you know where some of these fairs are going to be. Because we believe in trying to give you enough information to let you know that there are also jobs available. The fun of life is, of course, enjoy the entertainment that comes with good living. And with all the activities going on, summer's coming back. The only thing we know is gas has now gotten to one of those peak points of will I go or will I not? If you have it, go. Don't have it, stay there. There's plenty of stuff that you can do right here at home. And that's why we tell everybody. We still always take care of our guys who happen to have a little problem. And we talk about Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. And that's for all of those who may have a little anxiety. But if you don't have any anxiety, don't worry about it. But if you do, if you have a friend, it is. Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. You know this whole election thing is coming. We'll be talking that in weeks to come. But right now, I want to say we're getting ready to a countdown. The countdown starts now. We're going to be doing the 100th radio show broadcasting right here at 96.7 Sunshine Radio, stpeteradio.com. And that's going to be sometime very soon. And the soon now has got locked in. We're going to be doing it on June 16th. And I want you to listen. And all those who are listening, we will be doing this as a pre-tape. But it'll be a broadcast straight out of some of our local locations. And we'll be talking about in future shows. So stay tuned with us. Plenty of stuff to do over this weekend. And we want you to say, be careful, be good, but don't be quiet. Have a good time. Make some noise. This will be the first year that full services are back to order when it comes to trying to supply what's necessary to make everybody comfortable after this COVID thing came and went. Of course, it's still here, but things have gotten better. Enjoy yourself. All of those who know what's coming this summer, you know you got Memorial Day. And that's the day that we talk about all of those people who passed. A memorial service for those who gave their lives right here. So that Memorial Day is just going to be here. We'll be looking out for that. And wherever you are, if you happen to have a little time and you don't know where to go, find a cemetery, look for a veteran, and place a flag. You don't know a veteran, just put it on the front porch of the cemetery. Stick it in the ground. Everybody will know what it's there for. And you would have done your part. The new slogan is, we support vets too. And that means you. I know for many, many, many years, they have used one slogan that has caught on. And we appreciate when we hear it. Thank you for your service. That statement means so much to all of our veterans. But what I'd like to hear is when you say, thank you, sir, for your service, Ed, and we support vets too. That means you, everybody out there listening, because I want to see more people support the veterans so that the veterans become a part of the community. Not just extra, but always. Now, I want to talk about a couple of things that's coming up. And on, let's see, the greater Los Angeles area is going to be doing the upcoming career fairs. We want you to join in there. And that is a notice to our veterans who might be in the West Coast looking forward to having a big career fair. Tomorrow, I think it's going to last all the way through the weekend. But if you're listening from that area, you got family in that area, you can call them out there and tell them we're having those things going on in Los Angeles area. Because you're here at the beaches, because you're here at the hotels, because you're here at all of those new places, past the bed and breakfast and all the other places, we want you to know that we're going to prepare as much information as we can provide you, especially if you're a veteran or family veteran. If you have anything happen, that you know that you've got all the services here. If you're thinking about moving this area, you know that you have a lot of help. Moving to a beautiful area that's now become one of the number one destinations in the world. Come in, enjoy yourself. Yes, we love our snowbirds, so don't get away from that. We expect them to come back all the time. But guess what? We want you to come and you to stay and join us. Scholarships for veterans. That's something that I want to make sure. There's a lot of young veterans coming out trying to make a new decision. But the truth is, there are scholarships available. Of course, if you're a veteran, one of the greatest things and available with the benefits is access to low-cost education, post-service education. Much of these greater access is possible through scholarships specifically for veterans, especially for veterans. We want you to know that they're focusing on five different areas. Veterans housing, apply for grants, scholarship for international student scholarships, and veterans benefit eligibility. Now, when you look at those different subjects, those are different ways as you can go and get more education so that you can become better suited to do what you're doing back, of course, in civilian life. I want you to stay with us. We're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the good things that come with being a veteran right now, right here in our area. And of course, we want you to tune in. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. Guess what? This is Voice of Veterans. I'll be right back. right, welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you back in. Of course, this is 96.7 FM Sunshine Radio, Voice for Veterans. The music you just heard was Stone Gray. Take a Stand, one of the nice rock and roll bands that's here. And they do well. We want to praise them. We also want to say, when it comes to music all over this Tampa Bay area, music has now come alive. For many years, of course, this is still a town where sailors come because we're a beach coastal town. We have a port here. And when we talk about that, you know you still got a bunch of veterans still working. They here. We want their families to know that all of the music scene is picked up when it comes to this market. You just heard the sound of a rock and roll band, Stone Gray. Of course, I know that there's a big jazz festival coming this weekend, Memorial Weekend, celebrating on, of course, Memorial Weekend. Our friend out there, he's a good guy, my man Rush. If you're in Tampa downtown, please stop by the jazz festival. Enjoy yourself. We love downtown. And I noticed that as I moved downtown lately, when I looked around and drove around, there was a lot more stuff that said we support vets too. So if you're a veteran and you're out of here and you want to go somewhere and enjoy yourself, please go do that. Find a way. Three ways military leaders energize workplace. And that's the subject we're going to be talking about. If you hire more managers as veterans, they can talk better because they have the training. And most of our veterans now are moving into that big category of getting much better when they do what they do. Now, what does it take to transition? And of course, one of the things is to a new career. Transition doesn't always have to be just transition when it comes to family life. Sometimes it's everybody joining in, a new job, a new career. Get comfortable taking risks. Pursue better collaboration skills. Devote, and I'm talking about this, is take the time to engage leadership skills. Establish means study hard. Lock in, because this is a career, a professional network. That's right. Establish a professional network. You're a veteran. You just came out of the military service. You know how to work with a team. That's what the new jobs are looking for. And I always say, find a mentor. Take time, find yourself a mentor. Somebody in that industry, in that job place, in that place where you're looking to go, who can lead you because they're already at the top. Always start at the top. And I tell people all the time, health is a big part of it. Exercise is a big part of it. Serving up leadership should be something that we call a big part of it. Because as you grow, it's the leaders that help you get there. Now, when we're talking about transitioning again, the next thing you got to do is know how to work well with your family, well with the organizations within the community, and well with being happy with yourself. I always say it, up is the way to go. If you start at the top, it's always up. You start at the bottom, you're climbing. If you're coming out of the military as a veteran, you're already at the top. You bring the skills to the table. You bring the willingness to do the job. And if you're a family member of a veteran, you can do what you can to guide them and help them, because you have done the research and you now know a lot more about what they're looking for because you took the time to understand it. As you move forward, I want everybody to look at some of the things that you can reach out to. And one of those things is looking for space to grow your career. Now, you got to remember that. Find the city, find the time, find the place. But if you're already here, we appreciate what you're doing. And you don't have to worry about it. We're going to do what we can. As we talked about earlier, when it talks about what veterans can get and do and enjoy and make fun of it and all that's good. But we know now that you can look for loans and mortgages. The student loan pause goes through September 22. and here's how to plan ahead. That's what we recommend. Now's the time to look at that and see what you're going to do to get past that. Mortgages. What is a piggyback mortgage? Loans. How do you apply for an SBA loan? And if you have other things, and one of the things a lot of people are doing now, because you were away, you leased a car, you weren't going to be here a long time, you knew it was a certain number of miles, you were in the military, you drove it less, now you're back to using the car every day. How do you get out of my car lease and go ahead and do something different? See, those are some of the things that I want veterans to know. And you can get with us anytime, rain or shine, WVET online radio. And, of course, listen to our radio program, 96.7 FM. And we're here, of course, on Thursdays, noon, midday, 12:35. And on Saturday morning, 8:30, tune in, and we're going to say rise and shine. And you know what that means. Voice for Veterans morning, Saturdays. Perfect time to enjoy something different. As you look at all the other things that you're trying to accomplish, we're going to be talking next week extensively about what you have as a investor. Okay? A lot of people are talking about crypto. Yes and no. Be careful. Know what you're getting. We're going to let you know some of the goods and the bads when it comes to changing how you spend and gain the monies that you'll have for years to come. Yes, we're going to be talking about all that. And what we said was, what government benefits are available for veterans? And we're going to do a major update because they released some new information about that this week. We're going to vet it, make sure that we know exactly what it means. We'll get back with you then. We'll get back with you with that information. Because after years of serving this country, many veterans find themselves unsure of how to return to civilian life. And I always use that because I know it's a lot of veterans moving into this area. We have changed the game. One war is gone. I know we got another war coming, but this other war is gone. So they're beginning to come out on a regular, steady basis. So we're looking out right here for you and your family. And we want you to know it's very important that you stay in touch with us like we stay in touch with you. We have a lot of information that we continue to try to bring, and we want you to be aware of it. We have career services, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about our career services because the career services make a difference. We did talk about one of the things they're getting ready to unleash is more job fairs. Veterans Job Readiness Training Session, and of course, presented by Veteran Services right here in our area. And I'm going to be talking more about Veteran Services, where you can get them, how you can get them, when you can get them. And don't forget, your family members are included. So that's the main thing. A lot of our Veteran Services that we talk about are for veterans, but they've unleashed a new way of looking at veteranization. Most of the stuff now will in some way help the whole family. So if you've got a situation and it's a family member of a veteran, don't be afraid to ask for those kind of things to reach out and give you some help. And we're talking about it, okay? Right now, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and of course our Coast Guard veterans are now being looked at in a bigger way. How do we make sure that whatever you're trying to do gets done with all the help that can be done? Employment ability, job skills workshops. And you know, one of the things that we were talking about before, I want you to know that we will continue with that. And that's called Career Source, Pinellas, Veteran Services. Now, post your resume, okay? Perform job services, access salary information, view labor market information, and much more. And for veterans, and this includes the whole family, not just a part of the family, but the whole family. And there's several offices available. And go to, of course, Career Source, Pinellas County, right on your computer, and it will give you all the information that we're talking about. But I always like to plug it. because of some of the things that we are always looking for when we say, how can we help? A lot of times, most people say only a part of their needs. And then when it gets down to it, we're talking about more needs. So when you talk about more needs, eligibility is the first thing you look for. Am I eligible for this? And when you say, I'm a veteran or I'm a family member of a veteran, a lot of places automatically say yes. And there are different offerings for you. So don't be afraid to ask. That's all I'm saying. Don't be afraid to ask. We got a veterans reintegration program. Employment support services for homeless Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. If you've had a downturn and you're working your way back, we can work you with that too. Job readiness services. Now, we're talking about lifestyle. Lifestyle. The lifestyle that makes a difference. And as you make a transition, your lifestyle will change. And you should be ready for it. And that's okay too. Now, what we want you to do is sit back, take a minute, enjoy this next piece of music, and I'll be right back with you.
This deep dark hole and what's inside, with plans gone awry, shattered bones, broken home. Can we ever survive? Before we call it, can we make it through another night? We turn the red, white, and blue into black and white.
Turn the red, white, and blue into black and white. We've been
all, thank you for listening to that great tune. And I'm going to tell you again, it's one of our local artists. What are we fighting for? What a nice little song. And I tell you what, we always talk about that. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. And, of course, we appreciate everybody tuning in. We appreciate you every week for tuning in. We appreciate what you do. I'm going to give a shout-out to American Veterans Alliance and, of course, the United States and Veteran Support Embassy. Now, those are big names, but they do good work. Of course, we're going to thank those who listen and those who broadcast. We're going to say one more time, rain or shine, this is Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM and Radio St. Pete. Join us every week, rain or shine, we'll be here. Over and out with a shout. American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com. Tune in again, 24/7, WVET, onlineradio.com. We support vets too. WVET, onlineradio.com. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.